team has sold 650 or more homes each year for the last 5 years. We've been number one on our marketplace for 10 years in a row. I'm a coach in John Cheplak's coaching organization for some of the top team leaders in North America. Going through that and just really reflecting on some conversations I've had over the last couple of weeks, there's something that a lot of them came back to that I wanted to share with you today. And so today we're going to talk about identity. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. Guys, welcome back to the show. I appreciate the support and the love. The show just keeps growing. I get messages every single week. Thanks for the podcast. Thanks for this lesson. And it just means the world to me. That's why I do it. So thank you guys. Without you, the show is not possible. So I appreciate the support. One of the things that I want to talk about today is, as always, I like to be real and relevant. And I like to talk about things that I think actually matter in today's world right now in this time and space. As most of you know, I'm a team leader to one of the top teams in the country. My team has sold 650 or more homes each year for the last 5 years. We've been number one on our marketplace for 10 years in a row. I'm a coach in John Cheplak's coaching organization for some of the top team leaders in North America. And going through that and just really reflecting on some conversations I've had over the last couple of weeks, there's something that a lot of them came back to that I wanted to share with you today. And so today we're gonna talk about identity. Yes, we're going to go deep in your identity, because here's the truth. How do you continue to grow and level up in life? It doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter what you're chasing. It doesn't matter what you put on this vision board. The truth is, you will never outperform who you think you are. Let me say that again. You will never outperform who you think you are. Said differently, you will never outperform your identity. You will never outgrow your personal development. And prove me wrong, maybe you will. But if you do, and you don't do the work that I'll share with you here today, it'll be very fleeting and it'll come and go. And so where does this come from? Again, it comes from me being a team leader. One of the things I'm very, very proud of is that our average agent last year in our organization sold 35 homes in a very challenging market. Our average agent last year made 450% of the median income for our area net in their pocket. And there's many, many reasons why. But one of the big ones is identity. It's because in our environment, in our culture, we are not a real estate company. We are a personal development company. We just happen to sell real estate. And so I spend so much time on this stuff with my team, with my leadership, with my agents, with my staff, with our operations team, our marketing team, because it is so important. Think about it, guys. Like, the truth is, you can have every strategy, tactic, lead source, AI this or tech stack that, but if you don't grow your identity, you don't develop personally, none of it's going to stick. And so this is the work that really, really matters. And also my coaching business with the top team leaders in North America. Do you know what we spend most of our time on? Yes, we do strategies. Yes, we do tactics. But we help them grow personally. We help them grow their leadership. We help them build culture. We help them become a better version of themselves. And then magically, miraculously, their business becomes better every single time. Same thing in our Built for More community at eXp. We have amazing leaders that have partnered with us and are Built for More community. And guess what? Every single one of them last year, we had a team leader mastermind. And I believe there was 13 team leaders on the call. Doesn't sound like a lot, but there's hundreds and hundreds of agents inside of those 13 team leaders in the community. And they shared, I asked them, where were you at this year versus last year? This was towards the end of December. And every single one of them were up year over year. The smallest margin of increase was like 8%. And then there were some that was up 40, 60, 80% year over year. And I asked them, why do you think that is? Guess what? None of them said, well, is this new Magic Lead Source? Or is this new CRM? Or is this new tech stack? All of them talked about who they had become in the process. It was their leadership. It was the standards they implemented. It was the effect on their culture. It was recruiting the right people in the right way. And so all of that boils down to identity. So I'm going to dive into it. I'm going to start with what is your identity? What is your identity? So many people misunderstand this. So I want to really go deep and set the tone for as I'm going to go tactical. I'm going to share everything so you can grow and become a better version of you in this show. But I want to start with this, the why is it important and what is it? What is it truly? Most people think identity is like, well, it's what I do. So I'm a real estate agent. I'm a leader. I'm a parent. I'm a coach. That's not an identity. That's a job title. Like identity is so much deeper than that. Identity is the internal set of beliefs that you hold about who you are, what you're capable of, what you truly deserve, and what is even possible for someone like you. In other words, it's the story you tell yourself about yourself. It's your self-belief. It's the emotional standard that you have probably unconsciously decided what is quote unquote normal for your life. See, the truth is, identity is nothing about what you say publicly. A lot of people talking publicly. A lot of people talk a big game. Look at social media, you get to see the highlight reel of a lot of people's lives. One of the things I love is that I bring it to you real, just truth. And the reason I share this stuff, guys, is because guess what? It's relevant for me too. I'm working through it alongside you. So identity is not what you say. It's definitely not what you say publicly to, it's not what you say from stage, it's not what you say on social media. The truth is, identity is what you believe privately. When no one is around, who do you think you are? What do you think you deserve? Are you proud of yourself? Have you actually done the work you know you need to do? Because identity is how you see yourself when no one is watching. So many people perform well if they're going to get a pat on the back or applause or an award or recognition. Champions, highly successful people, the elite, they do their best work in the dark when no one knows. No one's around to give them a pat on the back, but they show up with the same intensity, the same consistency, the same discipline. And by doing that, they're raising their identity. In other words, they're raising the invisible ceiling that you have in your own life. Most of you are in real estate. And if you're a team leader, you're in real estate because you want growth. You want freedom in your life, financial freedom, time freedom, maybe location freedom. And real estate is the vehicle to help you do that. Most of you are, if you're a team leader, you're a team leader because you want freedom, you want flexibility, you want that leverage. You wanted to maybe stop hitting your head on the ceiling that you felt in other environments. There's a ceiling that you don't see, and it's your identity. I'm gonna help you break through that today. So, a simple definition of identity is your thoughts, beliefs, and concepts that you hold to be the most true about yourself. Your identity is your thoughts, beliefs, and concepts that you hold to be most true about yourself. And here's where it gets really powerful, guys. Your brain, its number one job is to keep you in alignment with your identity. Not your goals, not what you say, but your true identity. So here's an example. Let's say your identity says, I'm inconsistent. Your brain will look for proof of ways that you're inconsistent. Let's say that your identity says, I'm not good with money. Guess what'll follow? Your money decisions. You will not make good money decisions. If your identity says, I'm not the kind of person who wins at that level, you will subconsciously avoid the behaviors, the rituals, the routines, and disciplines to get you to that success level, and you will never have it. Identity is the filter through which you interpret everything in your life. And until you change it, you will keep recreating the same results over and over and over again. I talk to so many people that feel stuck. And it's because you look past this identity that we're talking about today. If you don't change it, you cannot grow past and break through the ceiling that you have right now in your life. There's a great analogy. I'm stealing this from Ed Milet. The great analogy, and I've taught this to many people many times, to my team. I've said it at events, and I've zoomed into teams, and I've shared a lot of in-depth about this. So I'll do a overview of it here in this show, in this podcast. Your identity is like a thermostat. So a thermostat, you have a thermostat at home, it's set at a certain temperature. Guess what? Your identity is also set at a certain temperature. Let's say you set your thermostat at 70 degrees. How does a thermostat work? Your thermostat's set at 70 degrees. It's 30 degrees outside. So it starts getting cooler in outside. The outside cool air cools it off inside, and it gets down to 69 degrees. What happens? Thermostat kicks on, gets it back up to 70. Same thing happens if it's 100 degrees outside and it's set at 70 degrees and it gets to 71 degrees. What happens? Thermostat kicks on, drops it back down to 70. You have a thermostat on your life and it's your identity. You don't believe me? Let me give you some examples. You ever had your back against the wall? You ever not been able to pay an electric bill? Been there. You ever wondered, like, there's more month at the end, at the there's more month than money, right? Like the month comes over and you're like, there's the end of the month, but I don't have any money left. You ever have been in a tough situation where it's like fight or flight? What happens? You found a fucking way because you're here today. You worked through it. So what does that tell me? That you have an internal thermostat that whenever it gets really, really bad, when life drops below that 70 degrees, you can turn on the heat. You get yourself back up to, all right, I can pay my bills. You hustle, you grind, you fight, you do whatever it takes to get yourself back to your identity. But also, the opposite is also true. Let's say that life heats up. Let's say that you made more money than you ever thought you could make. Let's say that you had the best year in real estate ever. What starts to happen? You unconsciously start to cool yourself down. Thermostat kicks in. You're like, this is uncomfortable. And you start to cool yourself off. Guys, my belief is that's self-sabotage. You literally sabotage your success because we haven't done the deep work on the identity of what we think we deserve and who we think we are. The internal thermostat is set lower than what you're capable of. You just don't believe it yet. Say, as an example, let's say that you set a goal to make a goal to sell 20 homes this year and you sold 30. You feel uncomfortable. You get complacent. And that discomfort, what does it do? You shrink back. Think about your journey and your success. If you're listening to this show, it's because you want to grow. You want to become better. You want to become a better version of you. That's why you're listening. So let me help you. All of us have experienced this in life, whether it's like outgrowing certain friend groups. Whether it's outgrowing certain work environments, whether it's outgrowing maybe some relationships, we have all, if you are on this personal development growth journey, you've all felt this discomfort when you start growing and other people say things to you like, you've changed. So we all have experienced that in our friend groups. We start outgrowing them. We try to get them to come with us, but if they choose not to, we got to keep growing. That's why you're here today. The problem is that you haven't done that same work internally. And so when you start out earning your identity, what do? Complacency kicks in. Procrastination kicks in. You start spending money on shit you know you don't need that you shouldn't spend on? You start getting so uncomfortable now that you start playing smaller. You don't take as much risk. Maybe, just maybe, the type of person that tries to find drama in your life as a distraction because you feel uncomfortable with this new success. See, our brain wants it to be in alignment. And when it's not, subconscious brain is extremely powerful. But on the other hand, guys, if you raise your thermostat, if you truly see yourself as an elite, disciplined, high standard individual, you surround yourself with such. When you start to underperform, you snap back up. You don't tolerate it. You set standards for yourselves. The people around you help hold you to that standard because that's who you believe you are. And on the opposite, you start outperforming your identity. And you do this work we're talking about today, guess what? You will get to a spot where you know that you deserve this new level. And now, this new level that you achieved, more money you ever made in your life, more homes than you thought you would ever sell, that becomes the new standard. That's the new expectation you set for yourself. Because you've done the inner deep work and you've worked on this identity. Your results will always gravitate towards who you believe you are. That's why a lot of people are looking for more and they're chasing more. But the elite, they're focused on becoming more. Because if you chase more without becoming more, you'll never catch it, at least not long term. All right, next line item here I have for you. Guys, you will never outgrow your personal development. Personal development is not a phase. It's not something you do until you quote unquote make it. Personal development is the only way you raise your thermostat. And it is a everyday game. I wake up every single day and chase the best version of myself. You guys have all heard it, but I'll remind you. Can you get 1% better today? Can you get 1% better today than you were yesterday? All of you will say yes. Here's the magic. If you do that each and every day for the entire year, you are now 370 or 37 times better. 37 times better from 1% a day. But we don't have the ability to delay that gratification. We haven't done that work to continue to grow our identity. And then we start to get complacent. We start to get comfortable. And our thermostat starts to cool our life down. But the moment that you stop doing that internal work and growing, guess what happens? The external world around you starts shrinking. Your income, I want you guys to hear me on this one. Your income is a reflection of your identity, your relationships are a reflection of your identity. Your leadership is a reflection of your identity. It's like a mirror staring back at you. Because the truth is, when you become better, everything around you becomes better. It's not magic. It's because you are a better version of you. And so everything around you gets better. You see what here's what losers do. They say things like, well, when the interest rates get better, then I'll sell more real estate. They say things like, well, when the inventory problem, whenever this thing, and it's like, if this, then that. And they're waiting on things outside of them to become better. You know what the elite do? They focus on how can I become better? Because if I know if I become better, everything around me becomes better. And that all goes, ties back to growing your identity. Like, guys, this is some simple stuff here, but here's just the truth. Just simple stuff that I want you to think about and apply. If you think better, meaning you think about better things for your life, do you think you'll make better decisions? Of course you will. If you make better decisions in your life, do you think that will produce better behaviors for your life? Of course. If you have better behaviors in your life, do you think that will produce better results? It all starts with who do you think you are? Better thinking produces better decisions. Better decisions produce better behaviors, and better behaviors produce better results. So success is an inside job. It starts internal with your identity. Who do you think you are? So I'm going to get tactical for you guys. I'm going to go into some tactical steps for you to upgrade your identity. So this is where you can actually apply these things to actually grow your identity. Number one, raise your standards, not just your goals. You see, goals are outcomes. Standards are like your identity. Instead of asking, as an example, you have a goal for the year. How do I hit this goal? Ask, what does someone who hits that goal, what do they tolerate in their life? What does someone who hits that goal, what do they refuse to accept in their life? Someone who hits that goal, how do they show up each and every day? And then start living like that person. There's a saying that I've shared over and over and over again. It's act as if. Act as if. If you want to be someone that performs at that level of your goals, you have to first act as if you were that person before you receive those results. And goals are great. I talk about standards a lot. Goals are great. You should have big goals, but your standards are your floor. Your standards are the things that you aren't willing to tolerate. You don't accept less than this. And if you start living from that standard, you start proving to yourself that you can do it. You start believing in yourself. You start to create an experience for yourself. And now your identity changes because your behavior changed. And your behavior changed consistently, not sporadically. Number two, audit your self-talk. Guys, the truth is, if you talk to other people, you talk to friends, you talk to family, you talk to loved ones, the way you talk to yourself, you wouldn't have any friends. We are so mean to ourselves. Give yourself some empathy and grace because your identity is reinforced by how you talk to yourself, your internal dialogue. If you consistently say, "Well, I can't do that. I'm not disciplined. Man, I always mess that up. I'm just not wired that way, Matt." You are already limiting what is possible for you because of how you're talking to yourself. Get rid of that limited mindset. Instead, say, you know what? I'm someone who's becoming disciplined. I'm someone who's building discipline. I'm someone who's learning this right now. So don't lie to yourself. Be honest with yourself, but let's talk about who you're becoming and what you are doing. And let's spin it from, I always mess this up to, you know what? This is a lesson. I'm building consistency from this. Because your language, your internal dialogue creates belief. Your belief shapes your identity, and your identity drives your behavior. Audit your self-talk. It's everything. Number three, you got to stack some wins. You got to stack some wins. So, don't try to change everything at once. You know, so many of us high performers, high achievers, we think that, man, we can just change it all tomorrow because we can work really, really hard for a limited period of time. That's not how you do this. This is built day, brick by brick, day by day. So don't try to change everything at once. Choose one identity. So stack an identity-based win. Choose one identity that you want to embody. I want to be disciplined. I want confidence. I want to be elite. I want to be focused. And then ask yourself, what would that version of me do today? And then it's really simple. Execute. Execute. Every time that you keep a promise you made to yourself, you start giving yourself points for that new identity. Like an analogy I heard the other day was like, let's say that your life was in a Madden, like a EA Sports Madden PlayStation game. And your confidence or your discipline or your focus or your energy or your effort was all like on a rating system. Let's say you were at a 50, 50 out of 100 in one of those areas. Let's say disciplined. You're 50 discipline. Every single day that you stay disciplined and keep the promises to yourself, now you become a 51. Now you become a 52. Now you become a 53. And over time, you stop acting like that person, and you have re before you know it, you became that person. It sounds really simple, but how many of us get past this? Because this is the inner deep work that a lot of us don't want to slow down and do, because we have to be honest with ourselves, because we have to realize all the areas that we're leaving things on the table, that we could become better. We have to be honest with the things that we're not doing. And instead of projecting outward and saying, well, I would have a better real estate business if I had better leads, the truth is, better leads is not going to solve your problem. And if it does, it'll be very temporary and fleeting. Because the real work is in you becoming better, building better skill sets, growing your identity. Number four, maybe, just maybe, you need to change your environment. The truth is, your environment is everything. I used to say a lot of success is mental, but I think even more of success is environmental. Your identity is contagious. Their identity is contagious. If everyone around you operates at a low thermostat level, you start to act as if you're a low thermostat performer. You got to get in rooms that stretch you. You got to get in rooms where your current standard feels small. You got to get rid of your ego. And you got to be the small fish in a big pond. Not to compare yourself, not to beat yourself up, but to start learning how higher performers think, how they achieve, how they contribute, what are their behaviors, what are their disciplines, what are their habits. And what you will find is there's a lot of high performers that have done a lot of this work. You see, the low performer room talks about finding the next shiny object. The high performance room talks about how can I become a better version of myself. The truth is, your environment either confirms your identity, it confirms your current identity, says, I'm safe here with these mid-level performers, or it forces you to upgrade it. If you're not challenged by your environment, you're in the wrong environment. Change your environment, you can change your life. By the way, changing your environment doesn't mean you have to be in a different environment. You can change, you can be the change in your current environment. You can be the change in your current environment. So that doesn't mean like, oh, well, it's not my problem. If you're in an environment right now, everyone can be an informal leader. You can be the one to turn things around. You just got to stop looking at what everyone else is doing, and you got to do what you know you need to do over and over and over again. And before you know it, you become the example, and people start copying you. They start modeling you. They start wanting to be like you. And then everyone around you starts to become better. Number five, I think vision is crucial. So visualize from your identity. Don't just visualize the outcome. So, as an example, don't just visualize the dream house. Visualize the person who owns it. How does that person think under pressure? How does that person move? How does that person treat other people? How does that person respond to adversity? How disciplined is that person? Are they going to negotiate with the things they need to do? The truth is, like I learned this from Andy Frisella a long time ago, there's so much power in the brain and visualization. If you can just slow down and visualize the life that you want to build, the brain struggles to tell the difference between a vivid imagination and an actual lived experience. But you got to be able to shut your brain off and truly visualize the details of what this life, what this identity you're building is going to become, and who that person is. What clothes do they wear? What time do they wake up in the morning? Do they go to the gym? What do they eat? What kind of car do they drive? What's the car smell like when you get in? What's it sound like when you start it? Detailed visualization helps you become a better version of yourself. Because again, the brain cannot tell the difference between vivid imagination and a lived experience. And the more that you repeat this vision, it builds familiarity, meaning that's a really hard word to say. Meaning that the more you repeat it, the more familiar it becomes to you. And the more familiar it becomes to you, the more you believe that it's possible. And then that belief turns into an identity. All right, guys, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to wrap up. The truth is, when you become better, everything around you becomes better. Sometimes you don't need a new tactic. Sometimes you don't need a new lead source or a new shiny object or a new team or a new this or a new interest rate market or a new inventory market. Sometimes you just need a new belief system. Sometimes you just need a new identity, because when your identity shifts, your behavior falls in line, your income grows, your relationships get deeper, your leadership becomes better, because that's just who you are now. Remember, you will never outperform who you believe you are. So if you want more, you must become more. Raise the thermostat, do the deep inner work. Success is not built on anything outside of you. It's built from the inside out. And the identity you choose today will determine the level you live at tomorrow. So go out and raise your identity. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I appreciate all the support. Let me know what you think of this episode. Share it with a friend. Continue to grow the show. I've been doing this for, shoot, I think 3, maybe 4 years now. I think I've only missed 1 week in 4 years. So I appreciate the support, and I appreciate you sharing these episodes. And I would just encourage you to continue to do so. Again, I do this to give back. I do this to contribute. So help me in that mission. Help me in my mission of changing lives. Hopefully this made an impact in your life. Hopefully this helps you become a better version of you. But there's someone in your life that you could share this with that would help them too. There's someone in your social media feed that if you shared this and they listened, it could be the one thing that changes everything for them. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.